March 17th. In nomine Domini. Peace be with you. He came at 9 p.m. with the news, not stupefying, for Jesus had been preparing me for it for nearly a year, Pentecost 1945, and more intensively. I shall certainly suffer very, very much. I know dash Satan's promise for the final agony. February 1945. Father must have understood. Now, one's heart plunges to the ground on approaching many priests. In the sea of bitterness, though, there are two very sweet currents and they penetrate me while the other, very bitter waves bite and torture. Firstly, Jesus has heard my prayer in these days. Have me censured, rather than allow me to get proud. I am not, at least, so I believe, censured. But I am not glorified, and, therefore, I certainly do not fall into pride. Secondly, in the current trial, aimed at bringing torment to the spokesman, I see Satan as envious of the work, which truly comes from God. I am confirmed as being in the truth, because persecution is a sign never lacking for the souls beloved to God, the Most Good. Now, moreover, I pray to the Holy Spirit to receive honey, as on the 12th of this month. And, instead of Ezekiel, Isaiah sweetens me with those words coming from God found in chapter 54, verses 2 and 4, as far as you will not be ashamed, verses 7, 8, 11, 12, 14, and 15, as far as an instrument for his work, and verse 17 as far as the words shall be without effect. Here is the reconstructed passage, see the attached page, isn't the Lord kind? They can bring about my death, but I am at peace. From today on, as the angel told me to, I shall start pronouncing mentally the phrase in nomine Domini, before writing in notebooks or preparing a letter, and for every one of my actions. He told me to on Sunday, March 3rd, after explaining Holy Mass. When this new mutilation takes place, and you are no longer defended, except by God, for Father too, will no longer be able to help and protect you, you shall pronounce the words in nomine Domini as an invocation, before writing letters, or in notebooks or effecting any other writing or action, always introducing the sentence taught by Jesus Most Holy. Peace be with you.